And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and the magnificent guest star is Stella today. Stella, how you doing today, doll?
I'm doing fine, Amy. How are you? I'm up and running. My energy is soaring.
Yeah, same here. So this is our first show on BBS Radio, and I am privileged and honored to be of service to those listeners. I sent out a mass email to a lot of acquaintances and friends, so hopefully we'll get some feedback today. They can call in later if they wish to as well. So, Stella, I came up with this brainchild about 3 or 4 months ago, and then you said you wanted to help occasionally, so Stella's going to be our first guest star. She is a phenomenal psychic. She has messages, come through you, you said?
Yes.
How does that work, Stella? I mean, I have things come through me all the time, but I don't know what they are, so no, I'm just kidding.
Well, when I have a call come from a customer, mm-hmm. I use the tarot cards, but I don't know one from the other, Amy. I just get mm-hmm. messages from them. And then lots of times, while I'm shuffling the cards and everything, messages are coming through me from the angels, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like doing a double-edged sword here. I'm talking like out both sides of my mouth, so to speak. And then I also get images. And my angels sometimes, you know, love to use symbols, and like they'll throw a ball against the house, and I'll go, well, you know, if you keep going down that road, you're going to hit your head for sure, you know?
Exactly. Well, Stella and I are both met years ago. I believe it was back in probably 2001 or something like that.
Absolutely.
And this show is really inspired by my angelic workers. I've had two near-death experiences, one in 2000 that impacted me. I was born psychic as a child and always had an affinity with the angels. And then in 2000, I kind of suppressed my gifts, and then they came back up. And so now, ever since then, since my second near-death experience, I've had a phenomenal connection with the angels. And I've gone on to study integrated energy therapy, which is like a modality or like Reiki, but you channel angelic healing. We'll do a show on that in the future. But this show is really about bringing some inspirational messages to those out there. This is our first show. I thought we'd start off with, we're all over the map today, so forgive us, but we're all excited here, Stella and I. And we're going to start off with some, you know, telling us, we just wanted to tell you about ourselves and who we are and why we're doing this. And really, with the negativity that's out there today, I just wanted to do a show about the angels. And the angels were nudging me to do this for the past 3 months. And I put it off, and finally the whispers turn into screaming, like, you better do this now or else, you know, kind of thing. So when you have a purpose in life, things do come to you. So Stella here, you know, we talked back in August and September about this, and we
yes.
were going back and forth about this, and we decided to do a show. And, you know, she's going to be one of many guest stars. She's going to come in probably more than the other people, like Rosalia, who's on, and we're going to talk about that later, Rosalia, Chris. There's going to be different people coming in and dropping in here, kind of with that, bringing their knowledge to you. And that's my goal, and Stella's goal, is to educate you. We're not here to say, you know, we're all mighty. We're not. We're just messengers. We're here, messengers. Angel Answers came to me because the angels have different answers on the different chaotic times we're living in. And we want to shed some light on what is going on these days and how to deal with just practical matters in life. Wouldn't you agree, Stella?
Absolutely.
You
absolutely
know.
And myself, it's like, well, my real first encounter with angels was when I was a little girl. It's like lots of times I would just start sneezing because their wings would like brush across my nose, and especially they did that to me when I was doing something that I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing. Like, I'd run in the woods and hide so my mom couldn't find me to make me take a nap when I was like 4 or 5 years old before I started school. And all of a sudden, the angels would always let my mom find me because I'd start sneezing my head off. And she always found me. And most of the time, she knew I was either going to be in the hemlocks or I was going to be up in the woods by the reservoir. And
okay.
then my second encounter, which was so awesome I can't even describe it, is when I broke my back and I was in the hospital. It's like all these angels came out of the ceiling, and they'd come down like about 3 feet from me and then go back up and come down. And they did that even when I returned home for like 2 days. And so I really wrapped my arms around them. And then ever since then, my intuition has been a lot stronger, Amy, and just my whole purpose has been, like, for what to do and everything, you know, and what to say to people. And ever since I broke my back, more than ever, it's like I'll be in the grocery store and people will just start unloading on me in line or something with what's going on, or, you know, or
yeah,
what do you
think? I know. You're preaching to the choir here, girlfriend.
Because they do the same thing to you. It's like a blinking,
like,
red cross.
I know. It's like I'll go to the gym and, you know, you think people don't talk to you and you're on the elliptical or the treadmill, and all of a sudden they'll be telling you they're getting a divorce or something. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, but you can't get away from it. You know, but that's the great part of being of service to others. And that's what my goal is with this show, is to be of service to others, to help other people and to educate them. And that's one of my dharmas in this lifetime, you know, being an educator, educating people. And, you know, as a reader, I've been a professional reader for, oh gosh, like I said, 2000 is when I had the car accident, but I started professionally reading again because I started reading tarot and seeing spirit when I was a child and reading tarot when I was 14.
Right.
You know, and being in affinity with the angels. And, you know, we're going to talk about different topics. Some topics are going to be harder to discuss than others. They're going to be heartfelt. Other times you're going to be like, what is this woman talking about here? But this is to educate you. If you can come away every week with something that you can, you know, put in practical use into your life, that's my goal. And it's also to uplift you, because the angels are around us. There's wall-to-wall angels in my back office here. And I wanted to explain, too, that Stella and I are from the New York State area. I'm from Western New York, the snow capital of the world. And Stella's from the Adirondacks area. And I live near Lake Erie. Yeah, the Catskills, right, the Catskills. And there's a little difference. That's right, with the Catskills and Adirondacks, where we're from. And I live near Lake Erie. I love water. I'm a water sign. I'm a Pisces. I melt like butter. Stella's more of a Leo. I got all the fire sign in my astrology chart. There'll be another show. Like I said, we have a whole plethora of things we could talk about and how the angels see things today, because the angels are different than humans are. They have no free will. They just are joyous and happy and free. And I remember when I was getting my integrated energy therapy attunement, which is raising your vibrational energy up when you are taking any healing modality like Reiki and the Pranta healing or whatever you're taking. They raise your vibration up, so they do an attunement, which is attuning to the higher energies. Well, I remember the guy who was attuning me, he was laughing, and he said to us after the break, he said, the angels are around us. They make us giddy. Well, Stella and I are already giddy. I hate to see what would happen after the hour here, you know, so. They are joyous. They are very joyous. They have no free will. They just want us to be happy. And I have an angel that I do channel. Her name is Ariana. She's one of my guardian angels. And then I have a guide named Jeremiel. He's a character. We won't bring him in yet. He's too harsh at times. But Ariana, who is the angel that came to me after my near-death experience. I remember her appearing to me. And she never told me her name. And then I took a friend of mine said, you have an angel named Ariana, your guardian angel. So she's a very soft energy, and when I channel the energy of the angels, when I hear them, they're very low and very soft. So when we're doing readings, which we will do on the show towards like the second half of the hour, there, you know, that you might hear a pause or a silence from me because I'm really tuning into the angels. I don't know about you, Stella, but that's how they kind of come to me.
Yes, it's like I hear messages, and then I have to sometimes stop for a few seconds to listen to, you know.
Right.
And I might add that I had a little girl that passed over, and when I'm really stumped, sometimes before the angels even get to me, I feel her tapping me on the shoulder, and then it just comes to me what I'm supposed to tell the person.
Mm-hmm.
So we get messages all kinds of ways through the angels. However they feel like they're going to get our attention, I feel like that's the method they use.
Yes, and it's funny because sometimes my angels, if I'm not listening now, I can be a dense head at times. and you know they'll get my attention and they'll you know leave a feather on the ground or
yes.
whatever, and or a penny. I've had that too today. I had pennies. I don't know where they came
from. Oh
my
God!
I had pennies all over the house here, and I'm like, what? So I know that we're on the right track with the show, and we're very privileged and honored to find BBS Radio. Stella found it by a whim, which is amazing when we were talking about the planning stages, and I felt real right about it, but I had some personal circumstances that prevented me from starting the show like I wanted to. So now that's out of the way. We're here. We're ready to go. We're going to do some excellent topics. You can look at my profile page and email me with any questions or if you want to call in today. The number for the call-in is 1-888-627-6008. And that is for anyone in the U.S. or Canada outside of the U.S.-Canadian borders. It's area code 530-413-4522. And that's if you're outside the continental U.S. or Canada. So therefore, let's get back to the topic at hand. We do have a topic today, believe it or not. And we started the show on Thanksgiving week. I thought we would talk about the attitude of gratitude. Now, it is an attitude. Not too many of us are grateful these days. I mean, I've noticed myself with, that's why I don't watch the news. And one of my friends is like, why don't you watch the news? You've got to be informed. Yeah, only if there's a tornado that was happening last week in my area, which was totally weird, you know, do I watch the news, okay? If I'm meant to get a message, the angels are darn sure they're going to give it to me. All right. But gratitude is something that is an attitude we can cultivate. And I don't know about you, Stella, but this week being Thanksgiving, which I love, it's my favorite holiday, food is involved. You know, anytime there's food and there's pumpkin pie, I'm
right.
happy. You know, even though I'm happy. But my angel woke me up at 6:30 this morning to channel a message, and I would like to read that message to you. This is from Ariana. She's a beautiful little blonde angel, and she came to me. And once I start getting going and typing, you know, here, let me pull this up for a second. She goes, the attitude of gratitude is cultivated like a garden. It does not automatically come to us. It has to be grown, and in what sense? Humans have the ego, and the ego, I like to say, is edging God out. And cultivating the attitude of gratitude stomps out the ego's force. So it's like a garden here. You have to cultivate it. It's not something that, you know, you really are grown, you know, really felt right away. And then she goes on to say, it takes time to look beyond the ordinary. It takes a trained eye. Our dear loved ones, this does not just happen. Start small. Look for the smaller things in your life. Look for the good. Always look for the good, as it will serve you well in the upcoming months, especially in 2012. The more we see that things are not always what they seem, a better attitude of appreciation and gratitude come forth. So that's interesting because there's ways we can cultivate gratitude here. Gratitude, like I said, it's being thankful for the things or the blessings around us. And it's amazing because in American Thanksgiving, we have the turkey. And in Indian Native American cultures, the turkey is about abundance, blessings, prosperity. And that's interesting that our forefathers, the pilgrims and the Indians, would use the turkey as, you know, that kind of animal. Of course, the Indians were involved here, so they knew what the animals meant to them. So what do you think, Stella? How do you think there's some ways we can cultivate gratitude? How about in your life?
You have to stop and you have to remember, you know, like when you're complaining and you're really being negative and everything. I have started in the last couple of months. I go to my journal and I just start
mm-hmm.
writing down everything that I'm grateful for, you know,
mm-hmm.
like when I get concerned about, you know, not being able to pay something off when I want to or being
mm-hmm.
able to do something I want to do,
mm-hmm.
I'll just start doing that, and then that changes my whole philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because I'm older, you know, the most important thing that I always am grateful for is that I have my health.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
I don't have a whole windowsill over my sink filled with pill bottles, you know.
Right, yeah,
so,
exactly.
So I feel if you have your health, you can plow through and get through anything. And you have to be positive, you know, and you just have to listen. And sometimes when I'm not grateful or whatever, you know, it's like I'll be outside and I may trip over something, or a leaf may come down and hit me in the head or something, you know.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, oh, my God, I could have fallen. I could have really gotten hurt or something, you know.
Yeah. Looking for, you know, when I was younger, I grew up in a household, which we'll go into. You know, I think it's a generational thing. You know, we're passed down negativity, you know, a pessimistic attitude. And I don't know if it was because I had to be the rebel in the family, but I started reading positive things in my life, like Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. I started reading these things when I was 11, and my grandmother would say to me, always look for the good. Always think of the good in your life. Always look for the good. And that's what Ariana was kind of saying in that little, channeled message this morning, looking for the good. And how we can do that is small ways. It's a habit. It takes a habit to form in 30 days, I believe. And, you know, like this morning, I got up and it was kind of cloudy out here, but now it's a beautiful sunny day. It's a fall day. We've had a mild, in the Western New York area, it's very mild, and I'm grateful. And it doesn't matter to me if it snows anymore, because I'm grateful I work from home. So it's like, thank you, God, right there, you know, makes my attitude better. So to start off with, there would be five things before you go to bed tonight. If you're feeling in a very crabby mood, five things, write them down. Have a gratitude journal. Now, a friend of mine gave me a little notebook, and she said to me, which I had one already, I got a journal for everything. We'll be doing a show on different journal styles, and that's going to be a series next year. Little journal, you know, like today, I'm grateful for, you know, getting up. I'm grateful for you might hear three cats in future broadcasts. I apologize for that, but they love to talk. I'm grateful for my three cats. I'm grateful for my fiance. I'm grateful for my health. Health is a big thing, Stella. You're correct, because if I wasn't able to wake up in the morning and do what I wanted to do, I don't know what I would have been. You know, I have to get out of the house and go. I love the gym. I'm a gymaholic. I'm telling you, not an alcoholic. I'm a gymaholic. You know, I love going to the gym, and I love to do Zumba. That's my thing. You know, so I'm grateful that I can dance. I can, you know, I can listen to music. I'm grateful for a lot of things in my life, but this week especially, with everything that's going on, you know, the news is so negative. Being grateful, you got to look. We have to create our own little path in this world. You know, and I think that's what that's all about. It's a change of perception. As Marianne Williams says, it's a change of perception from fear to love.
That's right.
That's what happens. We have to change our perceptions. And that takes time. We may be 37 or 507. You can change your attitude, and that's how you cultivate the attitude of gratitude. But that's very important. Health is very important. I never thought of that. That's a good, that's a good outlook. What else do you think, Stella? What else do you feel? What are you grateful in your life when times have really gotten hard for you?
Well, I have always been led where I'm supposed to go since I'm like 14.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've spent nights when I graduated high school, you know, I've spent nights sleeping on a park bench sometimes. I mean, mm-hmm. I can go on and on and on because of the dysfunction in my family. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think subconsciously, without mouthing the word, I think I've always been grateful, because it's like whenever I get, like, to the end of the rope, or I think, you know, what else can fall in on me, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like the volcano spurts me right up out of the ground, and I'm in the light again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't explain it, but everybody says to me that I can fall into the bucket and come out smelling like a rose, you know? Because it's like my friends all tell me that, and my relatives and everybody, they go, you're the only person I know that would come out carrying the red rose, you know? And I think it's because my dad always used to say to me when I was little, well, to all of us, there are no can'ts. And then my ex-husband, who behaved and kind of walked like my dad, he used to say the same thing, and he used to say that to his workers, because he was supervisor, you know, over the iron workers, and he'd say, if you can't get it, you can't stay. And that's what my dad would say, there just are no can't, Stell. You know, you can do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he'd tell me to pick up a rock and carry it to him when he was building fireplaces, you know, the creek stones and stuff. And I remember I was like 6, 7 years old, and I go, I can't. And Dad said, there's no can't. You can pick that rock up. And I just picked that rock up and brought it to him, you know.
Yeah.
But and that's the attitude that we have to have, that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say we can't, we say we can, and we say we will, and we say, you know, you don't say, I hope I can do this, you go, I know I can do this. And I have to correct myself lots of times with how I word things.
It is true, and it's also self-talk. You know, self-talk. I was so nervous starting today. I was like, and
I know.
Someone said to me, you know, she's like, just say, I'm going to do fantastic. And I'm like, are you smoking something that I should know about? You know, and this is my sense of humor, too. You know, and it was interesting because the angels just said to me, we're with you no matter what. You know, I felt their presence, and they're keeping the cats quiet. It's a miracle.
I know, I'm not even hearing them.
I know, usually you're just the response.
I'm always hearing them, I know.
I know, or Simba. yeah, we have a cacophony of sound with cats here. You know, it was like my grandma used to say, the self-talk. You know, we talk to ourselves. And I'm going to post a reading list in the next couple months of suggested reading that will help you kind of see where we're coming from here. You know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about different topics here, but practical topics that can be added to your life. And there's always good going on in somebody's life, even if they're living on a park bench. There's got to be, you know, some people maybe like that lifestyle. I've heard of people that have a free, you know, a free spirit and like to live on a park bench, and they're happy being a free spirit, whatever. That's not my lifestyle. I'm
like the flower children on the beach in California.
Well, yeah, never been there. Can't comment on that. I can only comment on Western New York.
Yeah. Well,
I have a limited perception. And I'm very happy in my little snow capital. But, you know, seriously, we look for the good in life. And, you know, there's what may be our idealistic way of life may not be somebody else's. And it's, you know, my angel said to me today too, Ariana, she said it's all about the journey. It's not about the destination, but it's about the journey. And this is what we're going to help you along on your journey. I hope that, you know, the listeners out there will be helped with some of our suggestions, even if, like I said, they take away one or two suggestions, that would make my heart sing. What do you think, Steph?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, because when I speak or say something, it's because I've experienced it, lived it,
mm-hmm.
or know someone that has, and
mm-hmm.
I know the benefits from being positive. And I really learned being positive, like when in 80, when I took Silver Mind Control. I mean, that just really brought out everything in me, and now
mm-hmm.
I'm real thrilled because I'm going to start learning Reiki next month, finally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're taking level one, because there's three levels to Reiki.
Yeah, I'm going to start, and I'm going to get attuned. Yes.
Oh, good. Yes, I have my Master Reiki. And you're probably wondering where you can find us. We are on a beautiful site. We are on PMP-Advisors. It's on my profile page. It's a wonderful little venue that Rosalia, another psychic on there, started. And we're going to be here kind of, you know, answering questions or taking calls, you know, if anybody wants to call in. But if you don't want to call and you want to have a private reading, you can find Stella and I. I'm under Angelic Amy. Anything with the Angelic and Amy, you'll find me. And Stella is just Stella. And you can find us on pmp-advisors.com. And we're there most of the time. You can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com if you have any questions or suggestions for future shows. I've got 3 months laid out already, but we can always fit something in. So, Stella. But Stella is a phenomenal reader. She's right. She has experience that is bar none. I remember I called you about, I used to call Stella, by the way. She was my mentor for a very long time in the beginning. and she was one of the angels, one of my human angels that I went to when I was going through a transition when I first really opened up again, and we'll do a show on that too. So she's a doll. I give her a call. She's a very understanding, beautiful lady, and she's got a young soul still. I don't know how old you are, but you got a young soul, right, Stella?
That's right, honey. You hit that right. That's one thing my granddaughter tells everybody. Don't use the word old in front of my grandma.
Yeah, you started having children when you were younger. I had three fur kids myself.
My daughter was born a month after I turned 20. I turned 20 in August, and she was born in September. And I turned a grandmother at 38, so...
Oh, my gosh. That mm-hmm. is
And a grandmother crazy. 5 years ago, a great-grandmother 5 years ago, so...
You started young, girl.
Uh-huh.
God
my
bless
sister
you.
My sister has a granddaughter who's 10, and my great-grandson is 5. So, yeah, I started young.
Well, sometimes it's good. I look at my path, and, you know, I was in 2000. I don't know how old I don't even want to go there. I think when we look back at our journey thus far, you know, we think, oh my God, was I that person?
I know.
Was I that person? Oh my gosh, who is she? I don't even recognize her. I don't recognize that person when I was, you know, I started late. I'm the opposite. I'm a later in life person. Not later in life with my gifts, because they've always been there, but just, you know, getting grown up. I had to grow up. I don't like growing up. I don't mind. But I started later. You know, so it's going to be an interesting journey, and I'm grateful. So I'm going to give you the call-in numbers again for anyone out there. It's 1-888-627-6008, and that's within the continental U.S., Canada, and outside of Canada in the United States, it's area code 530-413-4522. So Stella, while we're waiting for people to call us,
okay,
all right, this is our first show. We really want to talk about some of the topics that we're going to cover, you know. And I felt very strongly, which is my own journey in forgiveness next year. What do you think about that? I think the first of the year, I'm doing a lot of work on the process of forgiveness.
Absolutely.
I mean, we hear about it. We don't know how to forgive. I mean, we go, you know, I'm a recovering Catholic myself, okay? I still go, but I'm not really going, okay? I just, my spiritual path, I'm a spiritual person. I don't feel I need religion at this time. But, you know, I used to go to church and they say, like, you have to forgive. And I'm like, how the hell do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
What is forgiveness? And we're going to do a whole series on forgiveness starting next year, and I'm going to put those shows together. I haven't decided if we're going to do like a whole series, because we could cover a lot. We'll have suggested reading material. We are going to do some journaling, which we'll come into. That's why we're talking about the attitude of gratitude. Starting with that, if you want to follow us on our journey with the journey of journaling, there you go, journey of journaling. You know, and we're going to do different things. And we're going to have the archangels. We're going to do a series of archangels, but we're going to do an archangel a month.
You have a caller on line 2 and on line 3.
Thank you. Put them through.
Amy, I'm already there, darling. He's already
there. Hey, Rosie!
Oh, Rosie! Hi, honey!
I just wanted to call in support of you magnificent human beings. I'm just so delighted to be listening to your show. And I just wanted to add my support to you, darlings, because
oh,
you're doing
you.
A magnificent job.
Oh, thank you. Well, in case the listeners don't know, this is Rosalia. I'm PMP-Advisor. She is the founder of PMP-Advisors, and she brought me on board. Oh, God, when you were starting this, you were talking about this. Remember, Rosie?
Exactly.
And she's going to be in future shows as well, like Stella is. You know, she's going to come in and do things on auric healing. We're going to talk about the archangels. And we're going to have a fun time with this show, I think. It's going
to
be...
Oh, I do, too. I want you to do an angel reading for me, because I feel
sure.
them all around you. And I thought maybe using me as a guinea pig today, you could tell everyone what's going on.
It depends on how loud your oink oink is, Rosie.
Exactly. I love you, Rosie. I have a beautiful message
for you already. I don't know if you have a particular question, but it kind of covers the topic I just pulled. I'm using some angel cards here, and I got abundance for you.
Oh, great. Oh, Lord, from your lips to God's ear. I can't deal with that.
And I'm getting from my angel that abundance is, you know, coming your way. You have a lot of blessings starting in February is what I'm getting, not only just with monetarily, but I see a resurgence of a new cycle coming in for you, Rosie, especially with your clients. You're going to have a whole new mess of clients coming to you. You're going to be opening up. The angels are coming to you, too. They feel like they want to work with you. And sometimes I see a little bit of a stubbornness. No offense, honey.
Well, you know, I'm so accustomed to Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And what revelations I've had lately is seeing some of the angels that I have not really connected with before, connecting with me now because of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
mm-hmm.
Archangel Raziel, for example. I really, in all my lifetime, maybe I have witnessed seeing him maybe two times, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And lately, Amy, there's been, both my fingers I would take to tell you how many times I have seen him around. He's a chatty archangel, and so he talks mm-hmm. a lot, and I'm just amazed by him. And I hadn't seen him before, and the same
right
with a couple
Amy.
Of others.
Oh, thanks a lot!
He's like Amy. Yes, he is. Well, Amy has the same kind of heart, but I was amazed by him, and I've been seeing Raziel, you know, because being raised a Catholic, we were kind of told that he was kind of the bad boy angel, you know, but
yeah.
he's not,
yeah.
and he is lovely. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Raziel helps you understand, I found out, is how to manifest in sacred geometry and physics.
You got something with abundance here, sweetheart, because I just pulled a card for you, and I got abundance right away. Now,
and I'm seeing wish around money and the rainbow around money and everything. So,
that's so wonderful.
I'm just seeing your light is very, very bright, and I'm seeing the bucket of gold at the end of the rainbow for you. So I totally agree with Amy, Rosie. PMP and you are on your way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's your question. Sorry, Rosie, I just pulled a card for you.
Well, it is my question. You know,
okay.
It's how I'm going to be able to help others in the new year. That was my initial hope when I created PMP, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the other lines were just not helping our psychic friends at all. And I wanted to get together a group of psychics that I dearly loved, and that
mm-hmm.
I could help too. And so it's slow going, and it,
mm-hmm.
you know, anybody that's starting a business will understand that it takes a lot of time and a lot of grief before it gets
mm-hmm.
going. But I'm hoping this year it'll be better for me so I can help more people.
Oh, honey, you will.
Because that was my initial goal.
I know. Rosie, we got some callers.
Yeah, we just heard a message.
I am so glad. I've been spreading the word, and I hope that it helps. You can let me go right now because I just wanted to call. You've lifted my heart and my spirit like you both always do. So I wish you luck, and I'm going to be here every show.
Well, you put the final gold screw in the door, Rosie, so thank you for calling in.
Well, you're welcome, darling girls, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank
All right,
you.
Rosie. You have a fabulous day. Talk to you later, hon. Hello. Is there another caller?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Hi, my name's Amy. How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to see what my angels' readings are. And also, could you answer me a question about when I'm practicing, I regularly feel somebody touched my hand, and I can even feel like a mist on my face or even a spiderwebby feeling kind of at times.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. Feels like to me, what's your name, sir?
Richard.
Richard. Okay, I wanted to make sure I got your name correctly. Honey, it feels like that you are being, I feel like it is angelic presence around you. I feel like in a lot of ways they've been trying to get your attention. It feels very much so. And I also feel like you're coming, see, the angels will have what, we were talking about attunements before, you know, raising your vibration. I feel like that's what they're trying to do. Stella, you want to add anything? Because that's what I'm pretty much getting with this gentleman. He feels like they're getting his attention here.
I'm seeing the warmth, like, outlining his body, you know,
uh-huh.
like the red
right.
warmth going around
like
his body.
Like the infrared or something?
Yes.
Infrared?
That's,
okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that, I just feel something that's going to really warm your heart is about to come into you. And I'm seeing, like, the fireworks, like the 4th of July fireworks exploding. I mean, it's something that you've been waiting a while for, Richard.
Yeah, I've been both hoping my music turns into a career and I meet somebody. But there's a
lady I've had a little bit
of internet talk with, but not much.
Well, honey, I feel like you will because I'm getting your guardian angel. I just pulled a card for you. You got your guardian angel coming in. And I get an O-sounding name around this guardian angel, and I can't. Rosie was talking about Orazio, but Raziolo, something, an Italian-sounding name, and he's around you, and he's telling me to tell you that you have a lot of inspiration around you and that your music is definitely going to taken off by March of this coming year.
I'm seeing several O's in his first name, Amy.
It's sometimes the guardian angels, I've noticed, their names cannot be pronounced.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you were talking. You were asking
about
meeting
somebody.
I've
seen a man's face, and I've seen a woman's face. Do you see who that could be?
I beg your pardon. I can would repeat that, sweetie.
At times, when I'm just kind of relaxing, I'll see a man's face all of a sudden, I've also seen a woman with long and looks kind of blonde hair.
Yeah, that would be. You see, when we come into this lifetime, we have like three guardian angels. And because we're kids, we go down to two because when we're kids, we fall and hit our heads. You have two guardian angels, and the blonde hair lady is a female, and then there is a male around you with, I would say, darker brown hair. And that's with the O-sounding name. Now, the female is not giving me her name. So, okay, great.
Okay.
Well, Richard, do you have any other questions here other than that? Because I feel like
you have three people waiting for us.
Yeah, I know. So, do you have any other questions, Richard?
Let the other people have a chance.
I beg your pardon, honey?
Yeah, no, that was pretty much all I wanted. And,
okay,
other people also get their
okay,
meetings,
thank
so.
You. Well, sorry, Richard, call us again. We're here every Monday from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, sweetie? You take
and
care.
And you can pick us up on PMP-advisors.com too, Richard.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's our next caller here?
You run the controls, honey.
Okay. Welcome to it. Hello.
I'm here. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Christopher. How are you? This is one of our other guest hosts. Huh?
Yep, I wanted to make sure I called and gave you praise on your first show. It's going very good. And to let you know, I made sure to tune in, and I'll be here as often as I can, which is most of the time.
Yes, and Chris is also going to be doing some shows on Enochian magic. We're going to do a show on that. So that's about angelic magic with using candles. So we're going to be looking forward to him coming in. So thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Not a problem. Keep up the good work there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we got somebody else here. We got
I know.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Oh, okay. We have an engineer who I want to thank very much, very much so. He's awesome. He's guiding our hand on our first show. His name's Doug. Thank you, Doug, for all your help. You are a doll. He's telling me who's on the line. So, anyway, we are having a blast. Doing the show. It's going to be. I think it's going to be a wonderful show. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name's Amy. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And I have a question in regards to work.
Okay.
Right now, looking for work, I'm currently out of work.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could see something happening soon.
Sure. Oh, I got the abundant. Okay. All right. I got a couple of things for you. I see a two here, which means within 2 weeks, my time frames are numbers. Okay. That's how I work, Lisa. But I get within, I think you're going to get something very soon. It's going to be secured. You're not going to start work till the first of the year, though, honey. But I feel like you are going to get something within about, I would say, not too far in the future here. What is it you do, Dal? What's your line of work?
I'm in theater. I act, and sometimes I write plays.
Okay. You have some new projects coming in the first 3 months of next year. I do see something coming in, like I said, within 2 weeks. I feel it's 2 weeks, but I'm not seeing you start really rocking and rolling until like after the first of the year.
I see.
Okay.
You see money coming in until then?
Yeah, I actually feel like I get something within 2 weeks, honey.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I'm getting a phone call or a message coming in. It's always within 2 days when I have a feeling.
Okay, good. Okay.
And I'm seeing you in the spiritual light, honey, and you just let go of all your fears because things are going to be rocking and rolling for you, and the load's going to be taken off of you. And you've got the spiritual light all around you, and you've got your heart's desire, like Amy said, probably the first quarter next year, because I'm getting a one.
Okay.
Got it, yeah. Well, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going
to
be fine.
You
Lisa,
need
you
to get lots of 8-hour sleep every night, because you're going to be a busy little girl.
I sleep too much, but I do wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so that might be what you're picking up on.
Okay.
Yeah, honey, you've got a lot of personal power around you. I want you to know that you have a lot more power and more control in this situation than you're allowing, okay? You will manifest what you need to, but you got a lot of things that you had forgotten about from May of this year coming forward, like the first, you know, like we said, like the first 3 months of this year, or the 2012, okay?
Great, yeah, I'm going to start harnessing my power. I understand what you mean.
Okay, because I pulled the power card for you. I pulled the power card, and I'm getting to use your more, start looking forward, one foot in front of the other, and you're going to do very well next year. Okay, honey?
Great. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lisa. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, do we have anybody else on the line? Well, Stella, it looks like we're rocking and rolling already.
I know, honey. That's wonderful. People I was kind of a little bit concerned about people finding this on BBS.
Oh no, the angels. Well, the angels will make sure that we will be found. I always put out a prayer that whoever needs me of this day, that they come my way.
Right.
And that does help when we do the forgiveness part, which we'll talk about letting go of the past, because our last caller here looks like letting go of the past, and I think we all need to work on that.
Yep.
You know, we all need
we
to
sure
work on
do.
That.
We sure do. It's like to remember to say cancel, and and say the positive. I tell everybody that calls me, you know, if you're going to think negative or you're going to worry about the other woman or you're going to worry about the girl who sits next to you getting the promotion and not you, if you're going to think that way, that's exactly what you're putting out in the universe, and that's exactly what's going to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
and
we just have to take like a chalkboard eraser and erase all that, see our invisible blackboard and erase it. Make it nice and clear, and then just say, come forth, you know, the joy, the money, whatever you want. Just see it being written across that blackboard.
Yes, creative visualization, because what we say comes back to us, and people don't realize that. What we put out forth in the universe, the spoken word is the highest vibration, comes back to you.
That's right.
And so are thoughts, but when we speak and say, I can't do this, well, you know what the universe is going to say? Well, you just can't.
Mm-hmm. Just like sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of this. Well, you're going to be sick and tired a few more days.
Well, longer than that.
Yeah.
And we start from the point of now. We don't start from the point in the past. We start from the point of now. Now is what is in it, not the past or the future. It's the point of now. And that's very important for us to remember. I have to remind myself of what's going on now in my life.
Staying in the moment, exactly.
Staying in the moment, right. We have some wonderful blogs on PMP-advisors.com, too. Stella had written a beautiful blog about that a couple months ago. You know, and we talk about things about staying in the moment. But today, we've got a few minutes yet. Life is really, I learned recently with a family member of mine becoming ill that life is really too short. And to harness the, like our last caller, harnessing our own personal power, that's what's important. Because we got it. We just don't use it.
That's right, and our brain is really phenomenal when you really are adamant about something and put it into the positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? Mm-hmm.
It's,
you know,
like I never worry about. I mean, I do sometimes. I'm human, you know. Think
right,
about,
yes.
Oh, am I going to be able to do this, or am I going to be able to do that, or whatever? And you know, Amy, it's almost like, you know, the ocean, it finds its way up to the edge of the sand, but it never goes any further. And
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm the sand, and it always brings everything up there to me, you know. And I think, now what the heck was I worried about, you know?
Yeah, 99% of the time, it don't come true anyway. You know, and I love what one teacher told me a long time ago. She said, think about the worst thing that could happen to you. What is the worst thing? You know, are you going to be, so you're worried about finances. Are you worried about the bill collectors knocking at your door, which is what's going on these days? You know, they're
mm-hmm.
making idle threats. And, well, excuse me, audience, but I have a legal background. I used to be a paralegal back in the day. So, you know, don't mess with me in contracts, like one line tried to. But anyway, what's the worst thing that could happen to you? Imagine that. And then 99% of the time, it doesn't happen. Worry is the worst killer, I think. Worry does kill you.
Because of the stress from it, exactly.
Yeah, it does, and it doesn't happen half the time. You know, 99% of the time, it doesn't happen. We worry, we project ourselves in the future, and we worry about these things. But it's the point of starting of the now. Now. Now is my starting point, right now.
Exactly.
And that's the important thing. And, you know, people don't realize that. And, that
and you don't flip back over through the book to the beginning and start over either. You just start right now, putting one foot ahead of the other. You start saying, I can, and there's
mm-hmm.
just no negativity. And if you have to visualize, you know, like the man at the end of the race with the black and white checkered flag and you're the car bringing you in, well, then visualize that, because you're
mm-hmm.
going to see that checkered flag if you stay positive.
Exactly. Yes, positivity. Well, I wanted to talk about next week's topic a little bit. I've decided we're going to do something with the holidays and how to survive the stress of the holidays. I don't know about you, Stella, but when I went out last Saturday, I was ready to commit murder by the time I got home.
I know. The parking lots are filled.
Yes. And are we losing the joy of the season? So we're going to talk about that next time. We're going to do, like I said, we're going to do a whole series of archangels. We're going to do forgiveness. We're going to do journaling. We're going to do letting go of the past. We're going to do a series on addictions. And we're going to talk about how the angels are going to help us cope with these things. And that is going to be, you know, these are day-to-day, you know, topics that we want to do practical applications. Like I said, that's what was my objective of the show, being practical. Like I said, we can hear about it in church or hear about it from all these gurus. But, well, how the hell do you do it? You know, and I'm here to show you the details and Stella, and through our experiences and through how what we know. And, you know, Stella's been working in the field for how long now? 30-some years?
Yes.
And I've been doing this for 10 years. How long have you been doing this, Stella?
Since about 78 or 9.
So you've been around.
Honey, we're not going to talk about that, how long I've been around. Yeah, I've been around a few big oak trees, I'll admit. And I'm scared of height, or I probably would have climbed a few.
As long as you weren't tied to a few.
No. I always ran into the peaceful Indians, you know.
Well, we have a few minutes yet. I'll get, if there's any other callers out there, we have time for a few more, one or two more. Like I said, the number is 1-888-627-6008, and that's for the U.S. and Canada. And the outside the continental U.S. and Canada is area code 530-413-4522. So, and it's been, this show has been beyond my expectations, by the way. I was nervous as a hot cat on a hot tin roof. No offense to my cats in the room here. You know.
We got our wish, honey. We got our wish.
Yeah, they were quiet for an hour.
Yeah, and you got your wish with the show, and because I just pulled out a card, and it was the wish. You got your wish. Everything's come full circle, and it will keep on multiplying, and mm-hmm. I'm seeing the gold chalices, you know, just keep coming toward us. You know, we're never going to run out of anything.
We're never going to run out of talking.
No, there's too much to cover.
There is. Life is really too short, I'm telling you. It's like, yeah. Life is wonderful. Life is what you make of it, too. And I'm learning that as I'm going through this journey. You know, I'm not only going to be, Stellan and I and the other people that are going to come forward are not only going to be your guides, but we've lived this. You know, we live these philosophies that we're telling you. Okay, thank you. We have another caller.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Hello. Hi.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
My first time listening to you.
Oh.
You know, you're first starting out. And,
yes.
I've enjoyed what I'm hearing. And it's helping
Thank
me.
You.
And I just like to know, how do you know when an angel is talking to you?
Well, there's a few things, honey. An angel will, you know, like the caller Richard, he said he felt like a presence around him, like somebody touching his hand. Stella was talking about, you know, she felt the wings, you know, and she would sneeze. You just, there's a peaceful calm that comes to you. When the angels approach you, they're beautiful. There's a peaceful calm. You just know they're around you. When you're feeling anxious, and I call into my angels, let's say, you feel peaceful. There's signs, like I said, you know, I get pennies around me. I don't know, when I have an angel come around, spirit guides too sometimes use feathers, but angels will have feathers and coins, and there's a peaceful calm. They're always with you. They're always with you. It's us who blocks them out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell me, without giving you any information, like, what do you see for me?
Okay, sure, honey.
Coming up in the near future.
Okay. The near future is I get ideals and inspiration. When I get that, that shows me you're on a new path here, honey. You're on a new path, especially with, there's a new path of your life coming, especially when it comes to, I get more, like, career-wise, there's going to be some changes coming up in the next 3 months for you, and it feels like, to me, they're much-needed changes. Stella, do you have anything to add for this beautiful lady?
I feel like she's going to be almost like doing half of what she's doing now, but then I'm seeing her dunking her donut in something different, like from coffee to hot chocolate. You know, she's got something brand new coming, and I feel like she's going to be trained for it.
Are you thinking of starting a business, a new business venture, Doc?
No.
There's something going to be presented to you in 3 months.
No. No, it's going to be a life change, but it's more on a personal level.
Oh, you're looking more a personal level. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I just see
That's
more.
Why I saw the going from the coffee to the hot chocolate.
Okay. I'm getting, like, some changes coming to you within 3 months that there's a new opportunity that you hadn't expected on the career path.
Well, that's good.
And personal. But your personal growth is going to be amazing. By March, by Easter, because I'm seeing the Easter bunny hopping back and forth over the fence, honey.
Yeah, and when I just wanted to put it out there to our listeners, when we take questions, we're not going to get real personal about the personal circumstances in your life, okay? We're just going to give you the messages we're given, okay?
Right.
We don't want to go there because that's none of your business. It's none of our business unless you call us. So.
Yeah.
Right, over the radio anyway. Right, right. But
right.
If we talk to you one-on-one, get more details.
Yeah, more in-depth, then we can really open the open the gate.
Then we'll open the can of worms.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you,
I
doll.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
I'll talk to you again.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Have a good day.
You too, Del. Bye-bye. Okay. Do we have any callers? I think we're going to be wrapping it up pretty soon here. Okay.
No more callers.
Okay, great. We're going to wrap it up here. Well, Stella, it was an honor to have you today. It was excellent. This was a wonderful first show. Thank you, Chris and Rosie and everybody else, Richard and everybody else who called today and supported our little show here. And we are here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And thank you, Amy. And, you know, you're going to be an inspiration of inspirations with a capital I, honey.
Thank you, Stella.
And I feel like the way that you present things and everything, people will really listen. I know my ears have grown over this last hour.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for our engineer, and I think we're off to the races.
Okay, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.